نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد ورفعنا لك ذكرك قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من حفظ سنتي أكرمه الله بأربع خصال المحبة في قلوب البررة والهيبة في قلوب الفجرة والسعة في الرزق والثقة في الدين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما Honorable علماء الكرام Respected brothers, sisters and elders, we are all facing a challenge. People are testing our iman and they are testing our unity. It has gone so far ahead that they have the courage not to only criticize Islam but to criticize the greatest creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Them opening their mouth, them moving their hand, in reality translates to the weakness of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I would like to mention a few things regarding the respect, the honor that Allah gave to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then I will mention a few things that we have heard from our honorable ulama that the Muslim ummah should try to attain in life. I recited a verse from the 30th juz, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Allah says very clearly that I will elevate the remembrance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Allah Rabbul Izzat, اتخذت إبراهيم خليلا وموسى كليما وتلين لداود الحديد وسخرت لسليمان الرياح وأحييت لعيسى موتا فماذا جعلت لي يا رب. That, O Allah, you have given a title to Hazrat Ibrahim. You have honored him by saying that he is your friend, Khalil. وَمُوسَى كَلِيمًا. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam speaks to you. وَتَلِينَ لِدَاوُودَ الْحَدِيدِ. And the iron has become soft in the hand of Dawood alayhi salatu was salam. وَسَخَّرَتَ لِسُلَيْمَانَ الرِّيَاحِ. And the winds are subservient to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam. وَأَحْيَيْتَ لِعِيسَى مَوْتَى. And Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam resurrects the dead from the grave through your permission. فَمَاذَا جَعَلْتَ لِي. O Allah, what have you given to me? Yeh muqam-e naz hai. What have you given to me? Allah says, أَوَلَيْسَ قَدْ آتَيْتُكَ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ. Haven't I given you something that is greater than all that you have mentioned? اللَّهُ ذُكِرْتُ إِلَّا ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. That whenever my name is mentioned, your name will be mentioned. ہمارے درمیان میں کوئی جدائی نہیں. If a person wants to enter the fold of Islam, he cannot confine to La ilaha illallah. He has to say Muhammad Rasulullah. If a person wants to call the people to the mosque for salah, he cannot say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. It will not be complete. He has to say Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Allah Rabbul Izzat mentioned Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Torah, in Zabur, in Injil, in the 127 holy scriptures. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Revelation came down upon Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, but Allah said, if you want revelation, come to the mountain of Tuhur. Spend 40 nights there. After 40 nights, you will receive revelation. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, you want to receive Injil, you sit in the worship place. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, you sit in the temple. Allahu Akbar. Muhammad is in Mecca, revelation in Mecca. Muhammad is in Medina, revelation in Medina. Muhammad is in Uhud, revelation in Uhud. Muhammad is in Badr, revelation in Badr. Muhammad is on land, revelation on land. Muhammad is in the heavens, revelation in the heaven. So much so that Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha is in the presence with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and revelation comes down. In the presence of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Yeh toh hamara nabi hai. Koi mazaak nahi hai. It is not a joke. We are privileged. We are honored. Allah Rabbul Izzat tested Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah Rabbul Izzat said, you leave your hometown. You have already been tested in the fire. You succeeded. That was the first test. You leave your hometown, Babul. That was the second test. You leave your wife and your child that you made a dua for 86 years. 88 saal. Dua ki is bachcha ke liye. Allah honored him, respected the dua, blessed him with the child. Allah says, leave him in Mecca. Then Allah Rabbul Izzah says, make the Kaaba with that same child. Sacrifice your child. Alright, you have passed. I grant you the gold medal. What do you want? It has been said Hazrat Ibrahim made two du'as. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. That is for Ismail. And the second du'a, after receiving the gold medal, tamma imtiyazi hasil karne ke baad, Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulan minhum yatlu alayhim ayatika. Meaning, give me Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Hazrat Ibrahim asked for the zamzam wala and the Kauthar wala. One was the founder of Zamzam and one is the owner of Kauthar. Sari dunya maang li unhone. He got the whole world. What I am mentioning now, you will understand from this that Allah Rabbul Izzah took so much care to bring Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this world. Hazrat Ibrahim had two sons, Ismail and Ishaq. Ishaq son Yaqub, Yaqub son Yusuf. 18,000 prophets were sent from the descendant of Hazrat Ishaq. 18,000 prophets came from this lineage. Only one prophet came from the lineage of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. One, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Rabbul Izzat chose the Arab country to be the host to the final prophet. If we divide the world into two, one is Arab, one is Ajam. Ajam means dumb and mute. Ajam means dumb and mute. And Arab means fasaha, eloquent. So the meaning of Arab was befitting the status of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The meaning of Ajam was not befitting the status of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Allah Rabbul Izzah chose Makkah, that is known as Bakka in those days. Bakka was the center of the world. The message that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going to give to the world was not only for Makkah. It was for the entire humanity. It had to be distributed. The divine command, the divine legislation, the divine commandments had to be distributed to the entire humanity. So Bakka was chosen for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the arrangements. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam married from the tribe of Jurham and he learned Arabic from this tribe. That's why he is known as Musta'ar. It wasn't his mother tongue. There were 32 tribes there. 32 tribes. The descendant of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam's tribes is Banu Hashim. Banu Hashim's descendant is Banu Abbas. Banu Abbas's descendant is Banu Quraysh. Hashim is the great grandfather of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The meaning of Hashim is the one that breaks the bread, puts it into the curry and serves it, known as Sarid. A host. Allah made the father of Hashim keep that name because knew that this person will become the great grandfather of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the name is befitting the status of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Hashim son Abdul Muttalib. Abdul Muttalib. Allahu Akbar. Abdul Muttalib one day fell asleep in the haram and he sees a dream. Somebody says to him in the dream, Uhfur Barra. Dig Barra. He wakes up in the morning and he says, what's Barra? He sleeps the second night and he sees another dream. Uhfur Madhmuna. Dig Madhmuna. He says, what is Madhmuna? This is a puzzle. Ye to ek paheli hai, samajh nahi aa rahi. The third day he sleeps, he finds another sound in the dream. Uhfur Tayba. He could not understand what is the message. The fourth day he falls asleep and he says, Uhfur Zamzam. Bayna farsin wadam. Inda naqiratil ghurabil a'asam inda qaryatin namala. Dig Zamzam between the excretion and the blood. Between the excretion and the blood. عِنْدَ نَكِرَةِ الْغُرَابِ الْأَعْصَمِ. You will find a crow that has one feather that is white. And you will find a nest of ants. Abdul Muttalib wakes up, he says, what is the meaning of this dream? He consults with his son Harith, he says, what is the dream trying to tell me? Yes, barra, طَيْبَ مَذْمُونَ means Zamzam, but where is Zamzam? We have lost Zamzam. I do not understand, dig between the excretion and the blood. One day Abdul Muttalib, this is arrangements for the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Arrangements. Who put that feeling in the heart of Abdul Muttalib? Allah. Abdul Muttalib one day is sleeping in the haram and he sees that there is one person that brings an animal for an offering to the idols, Asaf and Naila. Sacrifices the animal. There was still life and it stood up and it started to run. It left some blood behind. So the person ran after that animal, grabbed it a few meters away, sacrificed it completely and then gutted it out. So the excretion fell there. Found the blood and the excretion. Yes, this must be the point. But what is the meaning of عِنْدَ نَكِرَةِ الْغُرَابِ الْأَعْصَمِ عِنْدَ قَرْيَةٍ نَمَلَةٍ. Suddenly a crow comes down. It starts to strike its beak in the haram. Abdul Muttalib looks and it has one white feather. Straight away immediately goes and finds a nest of ants. But the amazing thing is, at that certain moment, knowing that I have found Zamzam that was lost for so many years, he says, Allahu Akbar. Abdul Muttalib, who was a mushrik, he says, Allahu Akbar. Abdul Muttalib had 12 sons. Abdul Uzza, who is known as Abu Lahab. Abd Manaf, that is known as Abu Talib, the father of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Abdul Harif, Abd Shams, Abd Lat, Nawfal Karama Harif, Hamza, Abbas, Rabi'a, and the last Abdullah. The father of Muhammad could not be Abdul Harif. The name is not befitting his status. There was a glimpse of shirk in those names. Allah said, Muhammad Arai, Muhammad is coming, the father has to be Abdullah, the servant of Allah. That is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only that, my dear respected brothers, sisters and elders. It has been said in Madinatul Munawwara, now Allah is choosing the mother for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Madinatul Munawwara there were 44 tribes. In Muqami Abwa there were 27 tribes. Some were known as Nadir, Qurayza, Dharab, Shatiba. All had meanings that were not befitting Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's status. There was one tribe known as Banu Zuhra. Tarotazgi, freshness. That tribe had a meaning, the name had a meaning that was befitting the status of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In that tribe there were many girls. The meaning of their name was not so suitable, but Allah chose Amina. Amina was that honorable, fortunate lady that was entrusted with the greatest trust, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's look at the nurse of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She was from the tribe of Banu Sa'd. Bakhtawali, fortunate. Her name was Halima, forbearing. And the servant that used to carry Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Umme Ayman, fortunate. The name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the heavens is Ahmad and on land is Muhammad. The root word of Muhammad and Ahmad is Hamad. And Hamad always comes at the end. Roti khane ke baad hi kehte alhamdulillah. First we eat and then we say alhamdulillah. This is an indication Muhammad is the last prophet. Khatimul Anbiya. The name in the heaven is Ahmad and land it is Muhammad. First you have to be Ahmad to become Muhammad. First you have to become Ahmad to become Muhammad. Ahmad means the one that has praised Allah the most. You praise Allah the most, then you become Muhammad, then the creation of Allah will praise you. Allama ibn Qayyim, rahimahumullah, has said that a Muslim has been blessed with four things. Number one, Rasulullah. Number two, Baytullah. Number three, Kalimatullah. Number four, Kitabullah. Let me mention how fortunate we are. In Musnad Ahmad, there is a riwayat that when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was ready to depart from this world, Hazrat Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam came in and said, the angel of death is waiting outside. He's asking permission from you. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam granted permission. The angel entered. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked by the angel, given an option that Allah says that if you want to live in this world, you can remain in this world until the day of judgment with affluence. No more problems and parashani and masail. But on the other hand, Allah is waiting for you. Allah is waiting for you. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam looks at Hazrat Jibra'il. Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam says the second option is the best. But at that moment, the angel says something. He says that Allah is saying that if you want to depart, you have another option. Your body can be placed in Jannah or on land. You can be buried, ruh ma'al jasad, spirit with body in Jannah, or you can be buried in this dunya. What does the Prophet say? No, no, no. I will not be buried in Jannah. I want to be buried in this dunya. Because it is in the Quran, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. That, O Prophet, if you are amongst the people, O Prophet, if you are amongst the people, Allah will not send chastisement upon them. If my body is in Jannah, what will happen to my ummah? Uswakat bini bule. The Sahaba used to sit around Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam like children. And always in their mind, they used to think about Akhirah. So the Sahaba said, O Prophet of Allah, on the day of judgment, Allah Rabbul Izzat will be in his Jalal.
He will be questioning the people, where will you be? Oh Prophet, where will you be? We are your children. He's our spiritual father. Like in the house, if there's no father, it's like it is deserted. And the father comes in the house, everything is in the house. It is like the roof of the house. Respect your fathers now. Like Maulana said, not after they pass away. Respect them now. The Sahaba said, oh Prophet, where will you be? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Sahaba, don't you worry. You will find me at the mizan, where your deeds will be placed. You will find me there. Oh Prophet, what will you be saying? The Prophet said, I will be making dua in front of Allah. This is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making dua. Oh Allah, place weight in the a'mal of my ummah. Place weight in the a'mal of my ummah. The Sahaba said, oh Prophet of Allah, if we do not find you at the mizan, where will we find you? There may be another station. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you will find me where the nama a'mal is distributed. If the nama a'mal falls in your right hand, you are a person of Jannah. Fariqun fil Jannah. And if the nama a'mal falls in your left hand, fariqun fil sa'ir, a'adan Allah. Prophet, what will you be saying there? But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I will be making a dua that, oh Allah, place the nama a'mal in the right hand of my ummah. Oh Prophet of Allah, if we do not find you there, where will we find you? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you will find me at the bridge, the pul sirat. What will you be saying there, O Prophet of Allah? I will be saying, Allahumma sallim, Allahumma sallim. O Allah, give steadfastness to my ummah over this bridge. Ya Allah, carry them over this bridge into their destination, that is Jannah. But the amazing thing in this hadith is, maybe the Prophet makes a dua, it is not accepted. Maybe the Prophet makes the dua, it is not accepted. It has been said in the hadith that every prophet that comes, he has one accepted dua deposited. But all prophets have made the dua in this world. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said, Rabbi la tadhar ala al-ard min al-kafirina dayyara. That, oh Allah, do not leave one person from my nation. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, that accepted dua I have kept for akhirah. I have not used it in this world. I wanted to use it in Badr. I wanted to use it in Uhud, in Hunayn, in Tabuk, in Khandaq. But I did not use it. I left it for Akhirah. Inshallah, Allah will accept that dua. Allah says in the glorious Quran, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره. Oh Prophet, you say, إن كان آباؤكم, if your parents, وأبناؤكم, and your children, وأخوانكم, وإخوانكم, and your brothers, وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ and your wives, وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ and your relatives and family, وَأَمْوَالٌ اِقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا and the wealth that you have obtained, وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا and the commerce, the business wherein you fear decline, وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا and the dwelling with which you are pleased. أَحَبَّ is more beloved to you then Allah, then the Rasul, and striving in his cause. فَتَرَبَّسُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. Then you should wait for the command of Allah to be executed. You should wait for the command of Allah to be executed. Are we ready? You have great scholars in South Africa. You are blessed. You have a lot of knowledge in this beautiful country. Ilm is throughout the world. Amal is missing. Amal is missing. Al-mu'min al-qawi khayrun min al-mu'min al-za'if. What is the definition of mu'min al-qawi? What is the definition of a powerful mu'min? A alim that is a fasiq is a mu'min al-za'if. A abid that is a jahil is a mu'min al-za'if. Listen to that very carefully. A alim that is a fasiq, he has ilm, no amal, he is mu'min al-za'if. A abid that is a jahil, he has amal, no ilm, he is mu'min al-za'if. Are we ready to give up the things that we hold very precious if the command of Allah comes? If Allah says you have to do this, like Maulana said, nowadays everyone is a alim in respect to music, meaning that we know music is haram, so you have the ilm. Everyone knows music is haram, you have the ilm, you are alim in that respect. Everyone is a alim in respect to salah. You know you have to pray 5 times a day. Maybe the masail of salah, you have to refer to the ulama, of course. But you are alim in respect to salah. You know that 5 times namaz is compulsory. You are alim. You will be accountable, judged according to that. How many people can pull themselves away? My youth. How many of us can pull ourselves away from the music? Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu is walking with the Prophet. The Prophet hears music and he places his beautiful fingers in his ears. He does not even pull them out to find out if the music has stopped. He says to Hazrat Jabir, has the music stopped? No, still music is going on. 3 times. The Prophet's hatred for the music. There is a riwayat in Targhib al-Tarhib, very lengthy, in which it has been said that the music is the adhan of the shaitan. Music is the adhan of the shaitan. He invites the people to himself through the channel of music. How many of us, and this is very, very dangerous, my dear respected brothers, how many of us have hatred for our brothers in our heart? Jealousy, hasad, bughaz, kina. وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَ. Obey Allah and the Rasul. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا. And do not dispute. فَتَفْشَلُوا. And thus lose your courage. We have lost our courage. وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. And then after that you will lose your strength. We have lost it because we are jealous of each other. We cannot see another brother succeeding. The first crime committed in the heaven is hasad. The first crime committed on land is hasad. Shaitan did not obey the command of Allah because of hasad. Qabil killed Habil because of hasad. Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi has mentioned on the authority of his father a riwayat from Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala an, that once Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting amongst the Sahaba and said that a person of paradise will enter who will have a thong in his left hand. So a person entered. He had a thong in his left hand. The Prophet said something similar the second day and that same person entered. The Prophet said the same thing the third day and the same person entered. Abdullah bin Amr bin As said, I want to investigate what is the amal of this person that has given him this honor. Why did the Prophet say this? So Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he stays with this person for 3 days. At night, this person, he doesn't pray tahajjud. He reads the masnoon du'as, goes to sleep. He doesn't fast throughout the day. He makes wuzu and prays namaz.
So there was no optional a'mal in his life. After 3 days, when Abdullah bin Amr bin As felt that I am doubting this person, he said to him, look, I've been staying with you for the last 3 days. I haven't seen anything impressive. What's going on here? He said, that's my life, nothing else. So Abdullah bin Amr bin As was just going to walk away and the person called him. He said, there are a few things in my life. Maybe that is the reason. Maybe that is what you are trying to find. Number one, I never ever carry hatred in my heart for another brother. And if my brother is given affluence in amad, bounties, in abundance, I never ever become jealous of him. Abdullah bin Amr bin As said, that is the reason why you are a person of paradise. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given all of us more than we deserve. And mashallah, from the bottom of my heart, I can say Allah has given you more than enough. Alhamdulillah. This is a great bounty from Allah. Dunya bi, deen bi, is country. It's a great ni'mat. Do not be jealous of each other. In reality, the fuqaha have said that if you are jealous of another brother, you are doubting the taqdeer of Allah. Allah is the one who is distributing. Allah knows which person deserves, which person doesn't. And if Allah is given and you are carrying hasad inside, you are doubting the taqdeer, the decision of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So the first bounty that has been given to us is Rasulullah. The second bounty, Allama ibn Qayyim, rahimahumullah, has mentioned, is Baytullah. It has been said that when a person performs Hajj, a person performs Umrah, he kisses the Hajr al-Aswad. He makes tawaf on the Day of Judgment. Both will make shifa'at, intercession for this person. Make intercession for this person. The Sahaba said, oh Allah, oh the Rasul of Allah, what about the poor people? Rich people will do Hajj and Umrah. What about the poor people? They are deprived of this intercession. The Prophet said, no one is deprived in this religion. No way. If the people at home can imitate the people of the Hujjaj, the people of Hajj, for the 10 days, do not cut their nails and act like them, inshallah, Hajr al-Aswad, Baytullah will make shafa'at for them. Shafa'at unko bhi mil jayegi. Kalimatullah, la ilaha illallah is a power. La ilaha illallah is a power. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was traveling with his throne. 600,000 makhluk used to sit on that throne. Chairlock. One person looked at this throne and said, what a great throne. Subhanallah. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam heard that compliment, came down and said, what did you say? He said, I looked at your throne and I said, Subhanallah. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam said that I can sacrifice 100 kingdoms like this for one Subhanallah. Because the reward of Subhanallah will never perish. And this kingdom will perish. And the last is Kitabullah. I'll give a separate lecture on Kitabullah. But the ulama have said, deducing from the Qur'an, extracting from the Qur'an and the hadith, if you look at the Qur'an and you read, you'll never become blind. If you listen to the Qur'an, you will never become deaf. And if you read the Qur'an, you will never become dumb. This is the power of the Qur'an. These are four gifts that have been given to us. But if we want to benefit, listen to the hadith. Man hafiza sunnati, أَكْرَمَهُ اللَّهُ بِأَرْبَعِ خِصَالِ. A person that respects my sunnah means he lives according to my tradition, my approvals. Allah will honor him with four gifts. الْمُحَبَّ فِي قُلُوبِ الْبَرَرَ. Allah will place the love of that person in the hearts of the pious. When the pious person raises his hand and makes dua, he will not forget you. وَالْحَيْبَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْفَجْرَ. And we are deprived of this. وَالْحَيْبَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْفَجْرَ. Allah will place fear in the heart of the kuffar. They will not be allowed to do things that are concealed in their heart. They will not be allowed because of fear. Because the iman is a shield.
They will not be allowed to plot and plan against you and humiliate the Prophet, because there will be fear in their hearts. وَالسَّعَةُ فِي الرِّزْقِ. Allah will give you abundance in your provision. وَالثِقَّةُ فِي الدِّينِ. And Allah will give you firmness in deen. Allah Rabbul Izzat give you, me the tawfiq to implement what we have heard. Allah Rabbul Izzat give us all the tawfiq to respect His sunnah and bring the sunnah in our life. There is no way a Muslim can attain success if he does not have the sunnah in his life. The Prophet has said, Man ahabbani, if a person loves me, he has to love my sunnah. It's no other way. Man ahabba sunnati faqad ahabbani. If a person loves my sunnah, he loves me. If we claim to love the Prophet, and that's what we claim, Islam is not a religion of emotions, that somebody said something and we get up and we are angry. Allah looks at the whole life. We wake up, oh yes, we're going to knock that person out with one punch. And the second day we don't even make it for Fajr. That's not deen. Istiqamah. Man ahabba sunnati, if you love the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's when you prove you love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the Prophet said, "Kana ma'iya fil jannah." That person will be with me in Jannah. Allah Rabbul Izzat unite us all like this in Jannatul Firdaus, when Allah Rabbul Izzat will reveal His beauty. And I hope if we make it to Jannah, I will invite you all to my palace for the first supper. الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا عاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همّا إلا فرجته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم أو أرحم الراحمين. Oh Allah, forgive all our shortcomings. Ya Allah, all those brothers and sisters that have united here. Ya Allah, accept all their efforts. Ya Allah, give us all the good of this world and the good of the hereafter. Ya Allah, give us izzah in this world and izzah in the hereafter. Ya Allah, protect us from disgrace in this world and disgrace in the hereafter. Ya Allah, all those brothers and sisters that are plotting and planning against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Allah, give them hidayah. Ya Allah, show them the beauty of Islam. Ya Allah, all those brothers and sisters that are Muslims, that are not practicing the deen, Ya Allah, give them the love of deen. Ya Allah, give us strength in our iman. Ya Allah, give us a'mal-e saliha. Protect us from a'mal-e sayyi'ah. Ya Allah, give us akhlaq-e hamida. Ya Allah, protect us from akhlaq-e radila. Ya Allah, whatever I have said, Ya Allah, attach this with sincerity and accept. Ya Allah, all those brothers and sisters around the world that are off track, Ya Allah, bring them on track. Ya Allah, all those brothers and sisters around the world that are sick, physically or spiritually, Ya Allah, give them shifa. Ya Allah, the parents that are worried about their children, Ya Allah, make their children obedient. Ya Allah, make our youth the youth of Islam. Ya Allah, make our youth a youth that the Prophet will see and be proud of. Ya Allah, on the day of judgment, place weight in our a'mal. Ya Allah, allow us to drink from the beautiful hands of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the fountain of Kawthar. Ya Allah, at the Pulsarat, allow us to cross at the speed of lightning. Ya Allah, allow us to enter paradise, Jannatul Firdaus, without any account. Ya Allah, remember us, do not forget us on that beautiful day when you will reveal your beauty. Ya Allah, allow us to sit in that assembly. Ya Allah, all those brothers and sisters around the world that are in tragedy, in masaib, that are experienced tribulation, Ya Allah, free them from it. Ya Allah, all the brothers and sisters that have passed away, Ya Allah, shower your bounties upon their grave. Make their grave a garden of paradise. Ya Allah, through the wasila of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accept all our du'as. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.